Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just say, you know, frankly, Nick, I probably mean the front office more, if not as much, obviously, as the head coach in terms of what I believe needs to change right now. But, like, I don't think there's any really rebuilding going on. And I think the first four guys they drafted are really good players. But, like, I'm not seeing anything in terms of a build. Like, I see a built defense, right? But I see an offense that for the second straight year is completely sunk. I see every week a combination of weird, bad fundamental football in some areas, multiple, that's leading to this team being in a bad spot. And as soon as this team's in a bad spot, it just doesn't get tough. So, you know, these games are supposed to be close. They're supposed to be competitive. They should have won week one. They won in week three when they didn't score a point for 56 minutes. But just overarching here, for a season and a half, this offense has been unwatchably bad and does not score and does not scare anyone. So that probably is what would have to change for me.
Zach Jackson of The Athletic in the previous segment, a lot that I agree with there. Mm-hmm. I agree that Andrew Berry's track record is much more suspect than Kevin Stefanski's. I also, and I think you and I agree on this, I think Kevin Stefanski's much closer to getting fired than Andrew is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the pregame show last week, I was asked by Coach Riz, like, wait, so how do you think this is all going to play out? And I'll tell you right now, the way I see it, it seems like it's going to be Stefanski loses his job and then Andrew Berry either gets a promotion or stays at his current level. But like that, the whole idea for a long time, we did this Bert and Ernie thing as if they were tied to the hip, and it just doesn't feel like they are right now.
Yeah, and I mean, I just think it's really interesting that, you know, we started the show and Roberto Shenanigans accused us of being positive. Which I just felt more was
I kind of liked.
No, I did too.
Yeah, I that's kind of nice. It's nice to be positive every now and again.
No, we like our guy, Roberto. I'm just playing. But I do think it's interesting. Like, the point wasn't that I'm incredibly positive or negative about this next 8-game stretch, but the point remains there's more than enough runway left in the season to pull the nose up on this in some regard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like the offense is average and we need to get it to above average. It's the worst offense in the league.
One Albert Breer called one of the worst offenses over the previous 3 years of football that he's seen in the entire sport.
Like, you would imagine, like, guys, I'm not trying to be a jerk about this. It's hard to be this bad.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole point when we say it's hard to keep your job for 2 straight years if you've got back-to-back 3-win seasons. The NFL is built on parity. The same thing can be said about the offenses. Usually, in terms of scoring, there's about 8 to 9 points per game between the 30th best offense and the best offense, right? It's maybe 10 points. The Browns are a wide margin worse than that. They're a full standard deviation off that, and I think that's what's – but again, that's an opportunity
for growth.
Well, and either, like, most teams, you know, Jake Browning can still have a couple games where he lights it up. Spencer Rattler can have a couple games where he lights it up. And then, obviously, the wheels fall off the bus, and then they start turning over the ball and having a bunch of interceptions. But there are at least semblances of, we have the football and we can do this. A lot of backups across the league, you can give them a couple drives, and they'll look competent. They'll look like you have a chance to score. When we watch these games, the Browns don't look like they have a chance to score. And that's, I feel like if you go down 10-0 in any of these games, you're just blouses, game over. And that's the real part that stinks. And Zach highlights it. We shouldn't all be surprised, but the idea that this defense is as good as it is and this offense is as dreadful as it is two extremes.
I don't think they're going to do it. Three-win Wilson remains. But the path for something more interesting than the first nine games is there. You've got five home games in the final eight games of the season.
Yeah.
And home cooking is, what do we always talk about? Like, honestly, guys, the Patriots are not a 9-2 team. They're not.
Remember,
they're really good. They're maybe a 6 or 7 win team, but they've had the perfect pathway of a schedule that has allowed them to be the best record in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, all right, the first half was a brutal schedule for you, the Jets game being the anomaly because you just lost to a team you shouldn't. You've got winnable home games, San Francisco, Tennessee. I know you finish up with Buffalo and Pittsburgh, but, like, guys, it's the NFL. Like, the three of your final five home games are incredibly winnable, as are two of your three, potentially all three of your final road games.
Yeah, it's all right there for them. It is not to go to the playoffs, but to at least look like you know what you're doing, look like you have a clue. And I think that does. I think it starts this weekend. I mean, how demoralized will be this team and everyone around it if they just do what the expectation is and just lay down and die against the Ravens?
Yeah. Well, and I think,
I mean, like, you'll just be shot.
I think, like, that's, you know, I do have, it's funny, like, I don't think I do this well enough. I have immense respect for the guys in that locker room, especially guys who've been here for a while. David Njoku, for Wyatt, for Joel. Like, there's so many guys on this team that I just like and I root for.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those guys, right, I just want this one. I want this for them because, man, I mean, they've hung in there. Like, they really have. To this point, I'm a little concerned that the Jets game was the, I think we're on to Cabo kind of mentality. I'm a little worried that we're there, but this is the game that can counteract that.
I know. The worry I would have is that, is it just a shooting star? Because, you know, last year they ended up losing 7 out of their last 8. But
what
you
happened to Bogo Peterlin?
Well, I want Bogo Peterlin. I want it. You told me Bogo Peterlin doesn't get to exist right now. Buy one, get one. You win this game, you get next week's game as well. I thought we decided this team hadn't earned a Bogo.
You can believe in Bogo Peterlin if you want.
I love a Bogo, but it doesn't exist for this week. But the reality is that last year they had the win against the Ravens, you had the win against the Steelers, the snow globe game, and all this fun and all this excitement. You still closed out the season losing 7 out of your last 8. Like, even that win, that big win against the Steelers, really didn't do anything. It gave you a jolt, but all it did really was cost you the number one overall pick.
Yeah, and I think, but again, like, that's why these next 8 games matter and why they should matter to Stefanski. If he can, and it's not just about, well, can you go 4-4? Or can you go 3-5? Can you get to 5 wins? Because right now, getting to 5 wins, I mean, Nick, would feel like a real accomplishment.
They're at the same spot this year that they were last year. Same record at week 10. And so, like,
and it was about week 15 where they were like, all right, we're shutting it down.
Yeah, but the losses had come as if they had shut it down 5 weeks prior.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, like show me that, again, you're not going to lose 7 out of your last 8 to close out the year like you did last year. Show me that it'll be different than what we saw last season where you had the same 2-7 record after week 10.
So, thinking back to what we played, you know, Zach's comments here on just where this team is and where this team is going, the importance of the final 8 games. Would Kevin Stefanski be safer right now? Right? He said, because Zach's point was, this is supposed to be a rebuild. It doesn't feel like there's any building going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are good young pieces in the defense, but look at the offense. If it was flipped, if the defense was historically bad, if it was Cincinnati.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd be the Bengals.
But I don't want to make it just for, because they
you'd
have.
You'd be the Cowboys.
But, like, if you were, the record
was the
same.
There's hope for those teams. Yes, there's hope for those teams.
Is it because it's an offensive league?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. There's hope for those teams. If you have an offense, you feel like you have a chance. I mean, and now historically, it's not really even true. Like, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl a few years ago, and they had the 18th best scoring defense in the NFL. This is before Spagnuolo started being treated as if he was the greatest defensive coordinator of all time. and you know, teams could actually score on the Chiefs. And so, like, but like, you can win with an average defense. You're not winning with the 18th best scoring offense in the NFL.
I think the reason why I agree. So I push back just because I'm like, all right, if you've got an elite unit, well, thank you.
Easy now.
If you've got something that you can point to and go, you can win with this. I think that's such a huge advantage in the NFL because then it just becomes fix the other thing. So I don't think it should matter. Well, okay, great offense, abysmal defense, abysmal offense, great defense. But here's the reason why it does ultimately, why I don't go contrarian or devil's advocate, is because Kevin is an offensive head coach. And he's not like, oh, I just came up on the offensive side of the ball.
Right.
It's no. You're here because of what you did as a play caller. You're here because of your game planning ability, and the offense is still that bad.
No, and that's a clear indictment of Stefanski. I was thinking about the Broncos in this conversation. The Broncos, obviously you have Bo Nix, but you have this elite defense. I can make an argument the Broncos are a better defense than what the Browns are, but we'll get what else the Broncos do really well. And I'm not even going to Bo Nix because I think the jury's still out on him. That's an elite offensive line, if not the best offensive line in the sport. It's number two. Like they have other things that they excel at that it's not just, you're not just a one-trick pony. And the problem for the Browns right now is you're a one-trick pony. It's all on the defense and the defense alone.
I think the other problem here is, again, and this is not a defense of Kevin or Andrew.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I think you can make the case of, if you solidify that offensive line and found competent quarterback play, I think you'd be back to being competitive. Not competing for titles, but I think you'd be back in the 7-9 win range, which is an acceptable range to be. And most times when you replace the GM and or head coach, there are going to be changes, especially on the defensive side of the ball, especially if Jim Schwartz isn't back, that I think might take even longer to win.
I wonder if Jim Schwartz will come back.
Man, you got to, right? Not from his side. I mean, from the Brown side.
The Brown side, you got almost like double his salary and be like, just stay here, please.
What do you want?
I think he's really proud of what he's built here, and he should be. And that's what I would cling to. I would hope that he's just really likes what this defense is. And everyone likes when you're on top. No one likes the building process. You like when it's built and then you're just maintaining it. And I think that might be an appeal to him.
And to me, the reason why you have to have.
But I might just be being hopeful here.
Well, the reason why you have to have Schwartz is I've seen him develop players.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah McGuire. I know MJ got hurt, but MJ Emerson, pretty much every young safety you have on this team has been developed. The linebackers, like guys like Diabate, undrafted free agent.
Even you get like veterans, like Malik Collins comes in here as having the best season of his career. Devin Bush comes in here as having one of the best seasons of his career.
But that's also another thing that we then compare Kevin to and go, well, we didn't give you a lot to work with, but we can't see development out of a quarterback, a wide receiver, an offensive lineman. I think that's another kind of mark against Kevin. 216-474-0092. So if the Browns had a great offense, but a historically bad defense, if we just flip the Browns' reality, would you feel different about this team and your hope for it going forward? I think it's also, it'd just be watchable. And I think people would just love a really watchable offense. Is this good for the NFL? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.